Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Weekend zipped on past, and the next thing you know, it is Monday.
How was your weekend?
Don't ask. How was your weekend?
Too short?
Man, I just want to go to sleep.
Who wants to sleep on a beautiful day like this?
Oh, today is such a great day.
At least we have today. Let's make it count.
Better make it count.
Right, man? This is it. Let's make it a good one.
It's showtime, baby.
Okay, here we go with yours truly, the Attack Dog of the Right. The bombastic loudmouth of the South. Great to have you along as we get going here on Monday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, that's all right. That's perfectly good. Just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address is bob@1063word.com. And even after a somewhat taxing and stressful weekend, I'm happy to report I don't feel in no ways tarred.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Hillary. She's back at it again, and her southern accent has resurfaced as well. Yeah. Yesterday, after receiving the International Unity Award in Selma, Alabama. And let's stop right there for just a moment. I mean, only in the world of progressive socialist Marxists, only on the left do people who are as divisive as the Democrats are, receive unity awards. Yeah, the irony is delicious. Anyway, former, and who knows, maybe future, Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Pantsuits Clinton claimed, quote, racist and white supremacist views are lifted up in the media and the White House. In the media? We're on CNN. They've got racist and white supremacist views. Oh, wait a minute. That would be Fox News, right? Yeah. Hillary said, this is a time, my friends. Well, I'll play you. I'm just sadistic enough to play you part of the audio from Mayhem. But first of all, let us hearken back to Selma, Alabama, 2007, when Hillary famously said, as you just heard moments ago,
I don't feel no ways tired.
Oh,
uh-uh. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Why is it she crosses the Alabama state line and all of a sudden acquires a southern accent? She's from Ohio, for heaven's sake. Now, by way of Arkansas, but people in Arkansas don't talk like that. I don't feel no ways. Well, she was reprising her southern dialect yesterday. Same spot, Selma, Alabama. This is like deja vu all over again. Listen to this. And you'd think that Hillary had spent a lifetime in the church, and not just the church, the black church.
Oh, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yeah, how would you recognize it, Hillary?
Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and then let's get to work. Reverend Green, when those bones get up, and when that spirit is breathed into them, and they start climbing out of that valley, the first place they go is to register to vote.
Well, Hillary ought to know about that because the Democrats are famous, of course, for having those bones climb out of the grave and somehow manage to make it to their polling place. Even though they're dead, they still manage to show up and vote for Democrats.
Because, you know, I've heard Corey preach.
I've heard Corey preach. Brothers and sisters, I've heard Corey preach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mrs. Sewell, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he you just get ready. But I want to say, and when they went to work, they found a receptive Supreme Court who came up with the most absurd decision. There are a lot of absurd decisions, but this is, in many ways, the most absurd. The Congress is supposed to legislate based on evidence and facts, which we did, and then it gets up to the Supreme Court, and they say, oh. I mean, just think about it. Between 2012, the prior presidential election, where we still had the Voting Rights Act, and 2016, when my name was on the ballot, there were fewer voters registered in Georgia than there had been those prior 4 years.
Well, why don't you explain why that's the case, Hillary? Why don't you give them the whole story? Like, for instance, that there were 1 million voters on the rolls in Georgia who were dead or had moved or hadn't voted in 20 years, and so the voter rolls were expunged of people who should not have been there. But Hillary doesn't want to tell you that part. She wants to tell you about how this is voter suppression, and it's all the fault of Fox News and that evil, racist Donald Trump.
Think about it, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if we do our part, we can take back this country and put it back on the path that was begun and forged here in Selma 54 years ago. God bless you, Brown Chapel.
Okay, so there you go. There's Hillary on a roll again. She still has energy. I guess you're not tired, are you, Hillary?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Okay, that's good to know. What a phony. What an absolute 24-karat, gold-plated phony. But, you know, there are people that will buy that stuff. It's sad, and it makes you wonder, you know, if she is so delusional, has such a industrial strength, lack of self-awareness, that she actually thinks that if all these lefties, Hickenlooper and all the rest of them, Kamala Harris, Hillary, who's heard Corey preach, Spartacus, you know, if they bomb out, then Hillary comes in at the last minute to save the day. How do you think Bernie would feel about that? Once bitten, twice shy. So she goes to Selma. She lapses into a Southern drawl when speaking before Southern black audiences, affecting that rhetorical tone resembling many of the preachers. So, you know, Hillary just, to me anyway, exposes herself as an ultimate phony. Not to mention a liar. What do you mean the server was wiped? You mean like with a cloth? It was a video that inspired the attack in Benghazi that killed 4 Americans. Need I go on with a litany of lies that this woman has told during her professional career as a politician? I don't think so. The chant was correct. Lock her up. Never happened because she's Hillary Clinton. And that's wrong. There is right and there is wrong. And her being able to thumb her nose at the law is just flat wrong. Quarter after three, but who's gonna charge her, you know, and maybe take a bullet as a result? Quarter after three here in the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back as we roll on here on Monday.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 3:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition. My buddy Richard Watts, who is a longtime friend, we knew each other in the 60s back in North Carolina, working in radio together, moved out to California to the Bay Area, lived south of the city, and finally reached the saturation point not too long ago, moved back to North Carolina. He sends me emails, and most of them are pretty amusing. He is a staunch conservative, by the way. Sent me this one today. The IRS returned a tax form to a man in New Jersey after he apparently answered one of the questions incorrectly. Hate it when that happens. In response to question 23, do you have anyone dependent on you? The man wrote in response, 2.1 million illegal immigrants, 1.1 million crackheads, 4.4 million unemployable scroungers, 80,000 criminals and over 85 prison, plus 650 idiots in Washington and the entire group that called themselves politicians. Well, the form came back to him. Someone at the IRS had attached a post-it note beside the question with an arrow and the words, "Your response to question 23 is unacceptable." The man sent it back to the IRS with his response on the bottom of the post-it note, writing, "Who did I leave out?"
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, he did. 22 after 3, so we go to the phones for the first time today. Leadoff batter today is Pat, who is in Union. Hello, Pat. How is your Monday?
Better than yesterday.
Well, that's good.
Couldn't have been too excited. She didn't have a seizure.
What happened now?
I said Hillary couldn't have been too excited. She didn't have a seizure.
That's true. She didn't collapse like a sack of potatoes, and they didn't have to toss her into the back of the Scooby van.
I was just wondering, the people down south that she was talking with, how many people out there were actually related to slaves? And if so, does this Stockholm syndrome go from the slavery right down through the children?
Well, you know, my reaction to that is, what difference does it make at this point, to use Hillary's own words? Nobody in America has owned slaves in over 150 years. Meantime, of course, Muslim nations still have slavery all over the place, but nobody has a problem with that, I guess.
Yeah. I was flipping through the TV yesterday, and I stopped at one of those E channels. There was a gentleman, I'd say around the Mediterranean, was talking with another gentleman, and they said, Islamic jihadists are sending women into not only the communist countries, but other countries as well, to work their way up through to get into politics, to take over and bring in Sharia law.
Would not surprise me in the least. I mean, America is a big target of Islam because, of course, America represents the great Satan. But look, the ultimate goal of Islam is world domination, not just taking over this country.
Yes. And it looks like they've got a pretty good start on it with Mexicans getting pushed into here.
Well, as far as the political aspect of it is concerned, ask Congresswoman Tlaib from Minnesota. You know, she's Muslim.
Oh, that woman makes me mad.
And virulently anti-Semitic, by the way.
Now, what was the black woman she insulted?
She insulted President Trump. She said, we're going to impeach
heard that language. I heard that language, and I'll tell you, her messiah is going to be burning her tongue for that. But, no, I heard she insulted or down here called the black woman the N-word.
I didn't hear anything about that. That's news to me.
Oh, because I caught wind of it, and I says, well, where is all the protesting? I'm looking around.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing
it. Well, of course, you know, if you're in the club, you can do no wrong. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you today. Let me catch up with a text line here. 71307. Bobby, I thought the country was forged long before 1954 or before the Civil Rights Act. Besides, what has Hillary ever unified? If you don't believe in heaven, just watch the parade of souls at a polling place at election time. Yeah, and they're not voting Republican, I can tell you that. Bobby, those in the know refer to her patois as, quote, distinctive African-American dialect, unquote. Isn't that the most patronizing, demeaning kind of thing you could do? Isn't that cultural appropriation to imitate the speech patterns of Southern white ministers, of Southern black ministers? Oh, I forgot. I just got through saying, you know, if you're in the club, yeah, no harm, no foul. Bobby, Mitch McConnell said today they have the votes to stop Trump. Please, people in Kentucky, get the swamp people from your state, i.e. Rand Paul, out of office. I don't know what is up with Rand Paul. Apparently, he interprets the Constitution differently than I do, because to me, wanting to take already congressionally approved funds and merely transfer them to another use is not creating new law. Bobby, maybe Hillary can get an Elizabeth Warren DNA test to see if she is 1,020th African-American. Be worth hearing. Bobby, when you drop your Southern accent, you're no longer credible. Apparently, laugh out loud. Bob, listening to Hillary, apparently imitating Michelle Obama, I thought she was going to end up by saying, "Live from New York, it's Saturday night." Bob, you notice Hillary raised her voice before the audience even started to applaud, cueing the audience as to when they should clap for her. Bobby, even more shocking than Hillary's fake Southern accent is the fact that she said, "God bless you." Yeah, no kidding. Bobby, crooked Hillary Rodham Kankles pantsuit Clinton is a complete phony and all-around horrible human being. I wish she'd just go away. You and me both. But fat chance on her just going away anytime soon. Bob, Hillary saying, "No ways tarred," is a Reverend James Cleveland copy. Google it and stop sounding ignorant. You aren't the only one who messes this up. Why am I messing it up? If she is culturally appropriating Reverend Cleveland's words, not to mention the speech pattern, that's not messing it up. She's still being demeaning to her audience. Bobby, did she still have the packets of hot sauce in her purse? Don't know. We'll have to check. Hillary, I've been putting on her foghorn leghorn act again. Are you listening to me there, boy? Bobby, Hillary sounding ridiculous, that will not win her any support. She sounds like a sequel to the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie. Bobby, the Bible explains why liberal socialists are referred to as the left and conservatives are the right. Ecclesiastes 10:2, the heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Very true. I've used that quote myself. That's from Richard. Bobby, she is running in 2020. You watch. This is her debut. Yeah, I had the same question here. Bobby, Hillary's speech pattern, isn't that cultural appropriation? Yeah, but you can do it when you're a registered socialist, Marxist, progressive. In the club. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday. Purple haze all in my brain.
Wow, this is awesome.
A little Hendrix for you in the background. 3:36 now, 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob, Misery Clinton sounded like Senator McConnell while she was fake preaching. Maybe they're related. Sometimes he acts like her. Bobby Rand Paul is nothing more than a grandstander. He's always coming out against the president, wanting someone to beg him to vote with the president. Generally, he does when all is said and done. Typical self-serving politician. What a waste. I used to like Rand Paul, and he does some goofy stuff. I don't know. Ever since he got tackled by that guy while he was mowing his grass. Bobby, we as citizens just need to donate money for the wall and build it anyway. Well, that's going on. There is a GoFundMe page for the wall. Bob, Hillary was painting her voice in blackface. Gotcha. Bob, let's please continue to stay on our legislature. Our roads are still terrible and dangerous, especially here in Spartanburg. Gotcha. Bob, about that IRS tax return, I would have written back, damn right it's unacceptable, but what choice do I have? Gotcha. Okay, here we go. It is Monday, and that means that it's a follow-up from the weekend from AOC.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Breaking news update.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she always manages to step in it somehow. Democrat New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacked the New York Post yesterday over a cover story labeling her a hypocrite with regards to green energy. The headline on the New York Post said, Eco Trip. They always have great headlines. And the subheadline, equally damning, Gas-Guzzling Car Rides Expose AOC's Green Hypocrisy. Ocasio-Cortez fired back on Twitter saying, the Post put the fact that I get into cars while proposing a plan to invest in better car technology on their front page. Pack it up, folks. The Pulitzer's been decided. No one can rival this kind of hard-hitting journalism. That's her attempt, I guess, at sarcasm, being cute. But for those who looked past the headline and read the article, it was clear the Post was not simply attacking the freshman congresswoman for using fossil fuels. Rather, the article was making the point that she was eschewing greener options to do so. From the Post's report, since declaring her candidacy in May 2017, Ocasio-Cortez's campaign heavily relied on those combustible engine cars, even though a subway station was just 138 feet from her Elmhurst campaign office. She listed 1,049 transactions for Uber, Lyft, Juno, and other car services, federal filings show. The campaign had 505 Uber expenses alone. In all, Ocasio-Cortez spent $29,365.70 on those emission-spewing vehicles. The damage to Mother Earth. Along with car and van rentals, even though her Queens headquarters was a one-minute walk to the number 7 train. Ocasio-Cortez attempted to justify her less-than-green existence by claiming that she was just living in the world as it is, and that was not an argument against working towards a better future. However, if the Green New Deal is adopted entirely as it was originally introduced, that better future would include a Hawaii with virtually no access to the mainland United States, much less to the rest of the world, and that's just the beginning. And, of course, you know, all the lunacy that was in the Green New Deal. Including, of course, we can't forget about cow flatulence and the damage it is doing to the air that we all breathe.
Researchers say over the past 4 years, methane levels have risen and urgent action is now required in order to halt further increases of methane in the atmosphere.
Wait.
Scientists don't know why atmospheric methane levels are rising across the planet, but something must be done to avoid triggering enhanced global warming.
Yep.
This message brought to you by Beano.
Okay, thank you very much. Meantime, James Murphy writing about sunspots in February. There were none. Okay. But the Earth is heating. Hottest years on record in the last four or five. Murphy writing, for the first time in over 10 years, a month has passed with no sunspot activity. In February this year, not one sunspot was recorded. Not since August 2008, when the sun was going through a time of solar minimum, has a month gone by without a sunspot. So while some climatologists are concerned about carbon atoms covalently bonded with pairs of oxygen atoms, that would be carbon dioxide, down here on Earth, and blaming an increase in that tiny portion of our atmosphere. By the way, you know what percentage of the atmosphere carbon dioxide is? 0.04. Not even 0.4%, 0.04%. From everything from Brexit to brain-eating amoebas, something is going on with that big ball of light in the sky that provides the Earth with warmth and light. Don't be too alarmed, though. Solar minimum is a part of the sun's natural cycle. Remember I mentioned August 2008, when the sun was going through a time of solar minimum? Every 11 years, sunspot activity drops to near zero, and those dark cores, which produce solar flares and coronal mass ejections, seemingly vanish. The last one, 2008, was surprising to longtime observers as sunspot activity dropped to a 100-year low as the sun dipped by 0.1%. As Ed Heisrott points out in the March 4th edition of The New American, every 11 years, the polarity of the sun reverses, and the sun goes through a cycle of increasing and decreasing sunspot activity, solar flares, and solar radiation. But some solar minimums are more extreme than others and may affect the climate far more than a trace greenhouse gas ever could. Consider the Maunder minimum, which occurred in the late 17th to early 18th centuries. This minimum coincided with a prolonged period of cooler-than-usual temperature, which came to be known as the Little Ice Age. Some scientists are predicting a new grand solar minimum in coming decades. Dr. Dan Lubin and his team at UC San Diego published a study in late 2017 indicating our sun may go through a grand solar minimum in the coming decades that could be even worse than the Maunder minimum, the Little Ice Age. So while all these people who are collecting government grants are screaming about what a trace gas is doing in the atmosphere to heating up the planet, we may very likely be going in the other direction. At least the potential is there for that. Likewise, at Northumbria University in Great Britain, Dr. Valentina Zharkarova and her team released a paper, also in 17, suggesting sunspot activity might fall by as much as 60% during the 2030s. It's important to note that neither Lubin's nor Zharkova's team or their studies are predicting a coming Little Ice Age. Lubin, in fact, has said that an upcoming solar event would not stop the current trend of planetary warming, but might slow it somewhat. See, they always had to stick a caveat in there to make sure their climate change credentials are still intact. But if you follow these kinds of things, that is interesting to note. 3:45, it's quarter before here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and be right back with more as we cruise along here on Monday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Sun shining on this Monday. Nice to see, even though we're going to get some frigid air in here for the next few days. In on the text line, Bobby, occasional cortex is your typical communist. They want everyone to do as they say, not as they do. They are too special to lower themselves to our expected level of living down with communism, up with the good old USA and capitalism. There you go. Bobby, looking everywhere for the 11 pages of text on the Agenda 21 story that you shared from 25 February. Can you help me? Yeah. Moneypenny posted it that day on our Facebook page, so you may have to scroll back through to find it, but it is still there. That was an article written by Tom DeWeese. Bob, do they not understand that God created it and he controls it? Where's the faith? Stop wasting our time with climate change nonsense. Their faith is in the state, not in God. One more on Occasional Cortex. Boy, she really ticked off the former acting director of ICE. He went ballistic on her Sunday at the self-described Democrat socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, following her allegations that ICE agents are guilty of drugging children and rape. In a series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez criticized Democrats for voting with Republicans on the last-minute amendment to the gun control bill expanding background checks that would require authorities to let federal immigration officials know if an illegal alien attempted to buy a gun. It's already against the law, by the way, for people not in the country illegally to attempt to buy a firearm. Democrat support for the amendment, seen as a common-sense gun control tool by most members of Congress, was too much for AOC, who has now taken up the mantle of enforcer, apparently demanding party purity on all votes. Moms Demand and March Our Lives activists who flew in from across the country were watching from the gallery, crying and confused, she tweeted. I ran up to them during the vote and explained that the gotcha amendment pinned gun safety, it should be pitted rather than pinned, gun safety against immigration advocacy. Its intent was to divide. If you're mad that I think people should know when Dems vote to expand ICE powers, then be mad. By the way, speaking of being confused, on that same bill, AOC on the record voted yes, then voted no, then voted present, and then came back to her original position and voted yes. She tweeted, ICE is a dangerous agency with zero accountability, widespread reporting of rape, abuse of power, children dying in DHS custody. Okay? Well, the insinuation that ICE agents rape and abuse migrants infuriated former acting director of ICE Thomas Homan, who launched an angry broadside against her for her irresponsible and divisive tweet. She says we're dangerous? What's dangerous is a congresswoman who doesn't know fact from fiction. You have a congresswoman who doesn't know how to tell the truth. I've forgotten more on this subject than she will ever know in her two entire months of being a congresswoman. He said yesterday on Fox and Friends, she said three things. She said ICE was holding children down and injecting them with antipsychotic drugs. AOC quoted a CNN article where the claim was made by migrants. Are you kidding me? That allegation was made against HHS, a different agency in a different department, and she failed to mention those accusations, by the way, were unsubstantiated. In any event, that was not ICE. As far as raping women, sexually abusing women, ICE rescued 310 women from traffickers last year. We save women. We don't rape them. I'm sick and tired of ICE agents being accused of this stuff. As far as she said children dying in ICE custody, a child has never died in ICE custody, ever. Give me one name of a child that died in ICE custody. Two children did die in custody of the Border Patrol, and it wasn't their fault. They did everything they could. So this lady, this congresswoman, needs to get her facts straight. I'm sick of this. As to her denial, she never threatened to primary moderate Democrats. Various news outlets reported otherwise. The progressive freshman representative suggested in a closed-door meeting of House Democrats that she would help liberal activists, that is, commies, unseat moderate Democrats skirting the party line. A spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez said, according to the Washington Post, she said that when activists asked her why she had to vote for a gun safety bill that also further empowers an agency that forcibly injects kids with psychotropic drugs, they're going to want a list of names, and she's going to give it to them. She wasn't alone. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whom AOC once pledged to oppose, is also cracking the whip on renegade Democrats, nearly all of whom won in 2018 in districts carried easily by President Trump in 2016. Pelosi reportedly said, "We're either a team or we're not, and we have to make that decision." Okay. Quickly to the phones, we go to Wes, who is in Greer, who wants to chime in about the sunspots and global warming.
Hey,
Wes.
You know, let's kind of get a little bit together here for our liberal friends. Bob, do you remember, I think it was at Hansen that was over NASA, and they finally admitted at some point that all the sensors that they had put up in the North Pole were calibrated wrong.
Yeah.
That is what they based their goofball global warming off of. Then we had the email scandal to where they're all the global warming, you know,
we're colluding. Wes, let me interrupt you because I went to this call not realizing I was very short of time. So hang on and we'll let you finish your thought on the other side of the news. Hour number two is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.